We say good morning and welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall update. How are you today, Mayor?
Doing fine. Glad it was raining, not snow, Joe.
Indeed. So far, we've dodged the snowflakes for the most part.
And we need the water. So.
Indeed. Yeah, and a lot more on the way tomorrow, it looks like, too, with some winds.
Indeed.
Taking some precautions in the event of some flooding tomorrow.
Yeah, my DPW team, they're on top of everything. So they follow as you know, we have a contract with a specific meteorologist that can really drill down to our particular location and fairly accurate. So it's helpful when they're making decisions about tide gates and other issues that they got to deal with on a regular basis, deploying pumps or closing roads or whatever it may be, you know.
Sure. Yeah. And it's, as we've talked before, the weather can vary from, West Quincy to Quincy Point dramatically.
Indeed. Absolutely. So. I mean, particularly with snow events. I mean, West Quincy could have 4 inches and it could be raining in the house. Now.
That's right.
The elevation changes. So.
Yeah, it's important to have that local information for sure.
Yeah.
Pretty good weather over the weekend for the different veterans activities on board the Salem and at General's Bridge and Park.
It was. It was a little chilly, but not bad for this time of year, actually.
Yes.
You know, I appreciate the work of Christine Cugini, her team, and all the veterans are gathering. I couldn't be with them for the Pearl Harbor celebration. I had a funeral of a neighbor of mine, one of the original neighbors of my neighborhood. So God bless Mrs. Bacino. But there's certainly an important day to remember. I mean, that obviously was a very crazy time for the world. And that was the point when we entered the Great World War II. And, certainly, it was clearly a choice between good and evil in that war. There's no question about it, Joe. And America helped to defeat the Axis powers, which really saved the world. But we're a generation called special that went on to serve and then came home to build a country. We should always remember that. We should remember Pearl Harbor Day as we do. And again, the city is very special in that regard. The veteran community reminds us of what's important and how we should remember. So I'm grateful for all those who participated Saturday.
Absolutely. And then the tree in General's Bridge and Park is stunning, Mayor. It's a
beauty.
Glowing beacon around that area that I'm sure. I'd love to get an aerial view of it just to see how bright it is from above.
Well, I think the whole Christmas lighting program probably can be seen by it's from space. You know?
Probably right.
It is a beautiful tree, and again, Sunday was a beautiful moment. Really, we had a wonderful singer in Michelle Brooks Thompson, who did a phenomenal job with the national anthem, and then Oh Holy Night. We had a nice turnout, and it was really mostly families who had loved ones serving and filled out a ribbon, placed it on the tree, and General Rand, who is honored in the General's Park, who's an Air Force general, one of 12 kids from Quincy Point, and he attributes his teacher from Quincy High that led him to his career going to the Air Force Academy, and he comes back each year for the event, and Toby, he'd be back every year as long as he could physically.
Mm-hmm.
Feels it's really important for him to do that, and of course, he had some brothers there with him at the event, and just a solid, good guy. I'm grateful he made the effort. And, of course, General Sweeney's son, Colonel Sweeney, who was retired from the Marine Corps, was with us as well, which was really nice for him to stop by. So they know it's not about them, the generals.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly about all who served and about the city and its history of service, and they always reiterate that. So appreciate their presence. I know that means a lot to the families when they see folks of that rank join in.
Certainly, yeah. And the multicolored ribbons representing the different branches of the military and the active service members, and folks can still add to that if they would like to have a family member or loved one honored and supported. They can contact the Veterans Services Office and get a ribbon on that tree.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep. They do a great job. Veterans Service Office, and I know they're preparing for another big day as well.
Wreaths Across America this Saturday, and Christine Cugini tells me they will be placing 7,314 wreaths on the graves of veterans all across the city.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And I know that it was Christine's idea long before she ended up becoming the Veterans Service Director. It was her idea, embraced it, and really brought it to Quincy. It's a wonderful thing across the country. And again, another opportunity for our communities to come together and just to show our gratitude and remember, right? I mean, people have contributed so much and then they've gone home to their God, and it's important to remember them, remember their stories and their contributions to our freedom of what we enjoy today. And I know sometimes it sounds a little corny, but absolutely true.
The mission of Wreaths Across America: remember, honor, and teach. Teach the next generation about how they are enjoying their freedoms.
It's important, yeah. Very important. Can't do enough of that.
Mayor, can we talk a little bit about the lease extension proposal for Quarry Hills Associates at Granite Links? It was a topic of discussion by the Ordinance Committee last night. Sounds like there are still some things being fine-tuned and tweaked. There was no vote last night. From your perspective, obviously you feel this is a good way to go for the city and for Quarry Hills.
Absolutely. I mean, I did introduce it. I introduced it last year. After last year's response, we did some tweaking and changes and reduced the length of the lease and reintroduced it this year. I think it's an important thing. I like to remind people, in fact, some people went around when the initial lease was done. And I was, as you know, Joe, I was heavily involved during my leadership role in the Sheets administration. And, you know, we had, I remember dealing with former Mayor Walter Hannon, and we had 27 different iterations of the lease at the time. And I like to remind people that it was literally a dump. It was a landfill. We didn't take virgin land and put it into a golf course. We took a dump that had little value. In fact, it was costing the city money each year to maintain the leachate systems and keep the trees from growing up so that they wouldn't penetrate the cap, the roots of the trees. I mean, it was nothing to look at. And so it's a nice reminder, people, that the O'Connell proposal was the only one of seven that did not call for city money to be involved in its construction. So that whole site was built with revenue from the Big Dig, but placed the soil there, and millions of dollars to the O'Connell family and their operation to build it. So it costs us no money, and we share in the revenue each year. And as the revenue grows, so does our payment to the city, because it's based percentage-wise, not on a specific dollar amount. So I think it's an easy one. Of course, we had fields built with the deal as well. And I know some of the concerns about walking trails and things have been addressed, and new signage has been put up. So, look, I'm not suggesting that everything was perfect, but my God, what an asset we have for the city in that beautiful, beautiful West Quincy Quarry Hills golf course and location. You know, at the time, that whole area, Joe, was all zoned industrial. You could end up with asphalt plants and cement plants and all kinds of activities that really would not have contributed anything to our community. So I like to keep things in perspective. It's easy to look back and be critical of things, but boy, oh boy, what a score for this city to have that asset.
Some of the current suggestions included maybe adding some improvements to the bathroom facilities, parking lot for the playing fields up there, and perhaps an outside audit also of the lease. Do you think those are good ideas?
I think they're all workable. Mm-hmm. I know that we've done audits in the past on the lease, and it all comes back in order, so that'd be fine to do another updated one for sure. And yes, we should do things like updating the fields and the bathrooms associated with it, and absolutely should do those things for sure. No, I don't have any problems with some of those suggestions.
Very good. Mayor, also did want to publicly extend my condolences to you on the passing of your mother-in-law last weekend.
Well, I appreciate that. Loretta Kanan was quite a lady. She was a woman of faith. She had 7 children, 20 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren. She was truly the matriarch and kept the whole Kanan clan together. Certainly grateful for her love and support to me. And over the years, she was a remarkable woman. And so proud of all our kids and their accomplishments, and a special, special lady. So I appreciate that very much, Joe.
Certainly. And just want to remind folks, donations to Daughters of Mary of Nazareth at St. Joseph of Nazareth Convent right here in Quincy.
Yes, we're blessed to have them here in Quincy.
Indeed. Thanks for your time, Mayor.
My pleasure, Joe. Take care.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.